Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So today I wanted to introduce to you a practice that is very popular in India, an Ayurvedic practice that my dad would often recommend to me as a child whenever I was stressed out or lethargic or feeling down. He would just tell me to get or do this practice. Can you guess what that is? Well, it is the oil massage or the Abhyanga. And as a kid, I did not put much emphasis on it, but over the years, the more I learned about Ayurveda and yoga and the importance and power of relaxing your nervous system, the more I started practicing. Especially last couple of years, I've been doing it more and more, and I've been experimenting with it and trying it and, you know, mixing it with different combinations. And I've come to a conclusion where I highly recommend it to whoever I'm working with members, with clients, and people that I come across. So today, let me share with you my latest iteration of a protocol that I would encourage you to try out as well, because I'm sure if you try this out, then you are going to enjoy it. And the best part is, unlike certain biohacking practices that can get expensive, and the best part about this is, unlike certain biohacking practices that can get a bit expensive, to do an oil massage, Abhyanga, at your home, you don't need to invest much at all. In fact, you might have these things at your home right now. You know, before starting with how, let me talk about the why. All right, so oil massage or Abhyanga is an Ayurvedic practice that literally means self-love, right? And these days, self-love is so important because we're living in a very stressful, uncertain, anxiety-driving life, especially with the pandemic, and still in the pandemic for the most part. But people are experiencing a lot of stress and burnout around the world. And sometimes you feel like just meditation might not be enough. Meditation is great and breathwork is powerful. But when you mix it and complement with certain whole body psychosomatic practices like an oil bath, you're really going to take the benefits of your meditation to a whole new level. So what are the benefits of this oil massage? Well, firstly, it helps improve circulation. It helps improve your vision and your stamina as well. It improves your skin texture. It's really good for the skin because you're massaging and you're using these beautiful oils, and the heat and the warmth, it does a lot of things to you. It improves your bodily tissues and the lubrication of your internal organs. Think about it. You go to the gym and you exercise your muscles. But when do you really lubricate and massage your internal organs? Well, the oil massage is an opportunity for you to do that and really massage your bones as well, and your joints and your ligaments. Funny story, when any child is born in India, they hire a massage lady, and that was done for me as well when I was born. And you know, the lady will just massage the baby and lift the baby up and pull the legs, and it might seem a little bit gruesome, but you know, it's really good for the baby, and the elders will tell you that this is a great practice, and you know, it really works. But the massage also leads to better sleep. Oh my god. You know, it's almost intuitive to me nowadays. I don't follow a set rhythm, but whenever I feel that, you know, I'm a bit stressed or maybe I'm feeling a bit burnt out, I just intuitively reach for my oil, and when I finish it, I just feel so good and feel so nice and feel so sleepy that, you know, there are numerous benefits. And of course, when you're doing this, you are relaxing your nervous system, reducing your cortisol levels, reducing your heart rate, and overall activating the parasympathetic nervous system, and it's good for you. So let's start with the how, because I don't want to banter around the bush too much, but let's start with the how. First step is to select what type of oil that you're going to use. All right. People use different kinds of oil depending on what you prefer. I tend to like coconut oil a lot. And then there's sesame oil as well. Now, I've read that sesame oil is better, has a more warming effect, so it's good during the winter. And coconut has a cooling effect, so it's better during the summer. And that's why a couple of weeks back, I bought a nice bottle of sesame. I tried it recently because I usually do coconut. And I must say, the sesame oil is a little bit more lighter. And yes, it has that warmth quality. So I would, you know, suggest you try both and see what works for you. But from an Ayurvedic standpoint, they say sesame is good for winter. So once you choose your oil, right, fill up a cup of oil and set it aside. You'll also need what is called shikakai powder. Now, shikakai, again, is an Ayurvedic remedy. It's a beautiful powder that is good for your skin, good for the hair, especially for hair growth. Highly recommend it. But particularly when it comes to oil bath, the shikakai powder is really good as a scrub, and it cleanses and it removes the oil once you finish the oil bath. Does that make sense? So keep, if you can, go to your nearest Ayurvedic Indian store and buy some shikakai powder. All right. So I would also recommend, especially because it's kind of cold in most parts of the world, at least here in Vancouver, you heat the oil a little bit. And not too hot, but a little bit. Make it nice and warm. And I also like to add a little eucalyptus essential oil. Now, the reason why I love eucalyptus is because it brings back old memories for me. Because my dad is from a place in South India called Ooty. And Ooty is a hill station. So whenever we used to go as a family to Ooty, you have a lot of eucalyptus trees there. And the whole place smells like one essential oil diffuser. And if you go to India, you should check that place out. It's called Ooty. It's a hill station. Beautiful weather. Almost like Vancouver, actually. It's like British Columbia. But eucalyptus brings back fond memories for me. So I add it. And eucalyptus is really good for the chest. Really good for the heart chakra. Opens up the nasal passage. So I've been experimenting with that. And I would recommend that you try it out as well. Just a couple of drops. You don't need to add too many. But once you do that, you visit the bathroom and you start applying the oil onto your body. Right? Very gentle, slow strokes in the beginning, and massaging and caressing your body as needed. Cover your whole body, so it's not just one part. Although you can do, depending on what, you know, how much time you have, you can do certain parts, but it's best to do your whole body. And as you are massaging your body, try to include some affirmations as well. So if you're massaging your legs, I love my legs. Massaging your stomach, I love my stomach. Massaging your skin, I love my skin. You see that? So we are using multiple modalities. We're using sound affirmations. You can use mantra. Om, right? And then you're also using the massage, which is a beautiful way of loving yourself and acknowledging your body and your imperfections, right? That is the best way to do so. But also keep in mind that massaging your head and scalp also is powerful, because these are important areas to massage. Circular motions, using your fingers and your thumb. Spend some time there. Use long back and forth strokes on the long bones in your arms and legs. And use more circular motions over your joints, your knees, your elbows, your heart, your stomach, and things like that. And also don't forget to massage your feet, right? Nice. And because, you know, these are, you know, there are a lot of trigger points, acupressure points on your feet, and they relate to different parts, different organs in your body. So don't forget your feet. But also, if you're massaging your feet, make sure that you're slow and steady when walking. I don't want you to slip. Be careful. All right. But like I said, don't forget your feet. So spend some time on each part of your body and use your intuition wherever you feel more drawn to, right? Sometimes you have like a bad lower back pain or a neck pain, and you know, you need to spend some more time there. Give it some love and some affection, and you will see how your body responds to your words of affirmation and the oil and the massage. And then also look into the mirror. Look at your face in the mirror. Look at your eyes, your nose, your lips, your cheeks, your forehead, your ears, all of that. And use some affirmations. I love my life. I love my body. I love my eyes. I love my nose. I love my ears. I love my... right? Whatever comes to your mind. And really mean it. Really feel it. And massage yourself. So once you have spent enough time massaging yourself, then I would recommend spending at least 25 minutes to let the, you know, oil do its magic. Let it really soak into your body, because that's when the oil does its magic. And during this time, you can read a book, or you can sit down and do some gentle breath work, which I would highly recommend. All right, sit down. Use a cushion or whatever, but just sit down. And you can do the 4x8 breathing technique, which is a parasympathetic activation technique. And the way you do it is very simple. Breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth. All right. And you count for 4 as you breathe in, and then long, elongated exhales, and you count for 8. Right, so in 2, 3, 4, out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So 4x8 technique, do it for about, you know, 12-15 minutes, could be less as well, but see how it feels. Because the effect of this particular breathing technique is that it activates your parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and relax part of your nervous system. It lowers cortisol levels, increases serotonin levels, your feel good chemicals. It allows you to think clearly, improves creativity, intuition. It improves digestion. It boosts your immunity as well. So being in that nice parasympathetic is actually good for you. So do this technique, do a little gentle breathing, and then once you feel ready and you feel that the oil has soaked in, then, you know, slowly get up and then step into the hot shower. In fact, what I would recommend, and that's something I do at my home as well, is to first open the faucet and let the hot water pour and let the steam build into your room. Let it get nice and foggy, nice and steamy. And then once you're ready, you enter the shower and let the warm, hot water relax your body, blend with the oil. And you'll notice you'll feel very rejuvenated, very calming, very easy, right? So just enjoy the experience. And then once you are done with the hot shower, apply some shikakai powder, right? You put some powder on both hands and you just scrub and massage it on your back, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach. You just keep applying and rubbing and scrubbing and cleansing your body. It's a really good feeling because the powder has this amazing effect on your skin. It's really good for your hair as well. But just keep it away from your eyes because, you know, powder might get into your eyes. So be careful of that. But this is a powerful Ayurvedic technique. Once again, very calming, very relaxing. And so do that for about 5 minutes or 4 minutes. And then if you want to apply some soap, feel free to do so. You can shampoo your hair, right? Whatever you feel is good for you, whatever you like. Give yourself some more love. Wash off, right, all the debris and the oil and the soap. Wipe dry and then apply some nice skin moisturizer and spend the next 20 minutes relaxing, reading a book or journaling your thoughts, your visions, your goals. You know, I know you're an action taker, you're part of our action tribe, and a lot of times we get too caught up on taking action and planning, right, and focusing. And while that is an important thing to do, I'm learning that even more powerful than taking action is to sometimes take a step back, expand, and look at life from a 20,000 feet perspective, right? Take a step back. And being in this state, trust me, being in this state where you're coming out of the shower, you're feeling amazing, you're feeling expansive, you're feeling like you're connected to the rest of the world, you don't have any worries, you feel amazing. Trust me, you might just step into a euphoric moment where you're tapping into amazing ideas and nudges and visions for yourself and for your life and for your company and for your family. I certainly have got some great ideas and I want to do it more and more because, you know, the next episode that I'm going to be doing is about the experiments that I'm conducting with sauna and flotation therapy and all that. So I'm doing a lot of experiments, especially these days. But the oil bath is something that I would highly recommend you try it out yourself. And then let me know how it went, because I would love to hear your feedback, your thoughts, your inputs. Maybe you tried something different, a different version. Let me know, because together we can grow. And that was all I wanted to share for today. Abhyanga, oil bath, self-love. Because you, my friend, deserve it. And before we close today's episode, if you like our community, if you like my work, I'd love to connect with you. You can connect with me on Instagram at My7Chakras. We've got a Facebook group as well, my7chakras.com/tribe. You can also email me, aj@my7chakras.com. We have a weekly breath work session that we do on Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. You can email me and I can send you the link to book yourself in. But let's connect. And once again, thanks a lot for listening to our podcast.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.